We cut the bureaucracy and put one consumer watchdog in charge with just one job, looking out for regular people in the financial system. And this is an idea that I got from Elizabeth Warren, who I first met years ago. Back then, this is long before the financial crisis, Elizabeth was sounding the alarm on predatory lending and the financial pressures on middle-class families. And in the years since, she's become perhaps the leading voice in our country on behalf of consumers. And let's face it, she's done it while facing some very tough opposition and drawing a fair amount of heat. Fortunately, she's very tough. And that's why I asked Elizabeth Warren to set up this new bureau. Over the past year, she has done an extraordinary job. Already, the agency is starting to do a whole bunch of things that are going to be important for consumers, making sure loan contracts and credit card terms are simpler and written in plain English. Already, thanks to the leadership of the Bureau, we're seeing men and women in uniform who are getting more protections against fraud and deception when it comes to financial practices. And as part of her charge, I asked Elizabeth to find the best possible choice for director of the Bureau. And that's who we found in Richard Cordray. Richard was one of the first people that Elizabeth recruited, and he's helped stand up the Bureau's enforcement division over the past 6 months. I should also point out that he took this job, which meant being away from his wife and 12-year-old twins back in Ohio, because he believed so deeply in the mission of the Bureau.